Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A congregation in Jerusalem shares the hope of Christ even as tragedy strikes. Then as Syria's economy opens further to the world, opportunities for discipleship open up as well. We'll cover that story in just a few moments. But first, in Israel, at least 6 people are dead and over a dozen injured after a terrorist attack. Yesterday morning, 2 gunmen opened fire at a bus stop in Jerusalem. The attackers were shot and killed by civilians and police. But it's the city's deadliest attack in years. Pastor Israel Pachtar with Beit Hillel Congregation says, amid tragedy and war, Israeli Christians are offering Jesus' comfort.
The gospel is only hope for Israel.
Beit Hillel Congregation is committed to advancing the gospel in tangible ways and with a sense of urgency. In a few months, the church will open its new Evangelism and Discipleship Center in Ashdod, just an hour away from Jerusalem.
We have more and more people getting saved, coming to the Lord, discovering Jesus. So this new evangelism discipleship facility allowed us to reach out to people and they come to us and share the gospel. And also discipleship, we need a venue for Bible school, for trainings, for leadership training, for pastors training, for youth.
So pray for Israel to seek hope in Christ. Plus,
it's important to pray for our team, to encourage and build up, to pray for more leaders, more evangelists.
As Beit Hillel Congregation commissions this new center, ask God to use it to grow his kingdom.
So now it's coming, praise the Lord, and we will see more salvations and more discipleship.
Then, last week, Iraq's intelligence service announced that it's dismantled an Islamic State financial network. Now, the network supported ISIS terrorism in Europe and abroad, and that's good news. But for Christians in Syria, ISIS remains a grave threat. Samuel with Redemptive Stories explains.
It is an interpretation of Islam that creates the scenario for ISIS to exist. Maybe 10% of all Muslims would think that this is a legitimate interpretation.
But Muslims who do hold this belief often embrace it violently. Because it's an ideology, Samuel says ISIS will keep resurfacing worldwide, even when its networks are dismantled. Military victories against terrorism won't change people's hearts.
There are other forms of transformation that are required for someone to be willing to step out of that understanding of Islam into something else.
Transformation comes through the gospel, and that's why we need to pray for believers in Syria. They are the witnesses for Christ in the midst of chaos.
For the gospel to go forth in our part of the world and across Africa, I think we are going to be walking a path of suffering.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
May we just be in prayer for them and stand with them by being generous, by being encouraging, by being sharing their story with others.
And Syria re-enters the global energy market with its first official crude export in 14 years. Earlier this year, the U.S. lifted sanctions, sparking renewed interest in Syria's energy sector and foreign investment. In a similar way, new doors are opening for gospel work. Mark with Global Catalytic Ministry says,
Syria has opened up, and because it's now accessible for the first time in decades, we are starting work in Damascus. We're going to be spreading to the north and to the south, building disciple-making communities, starting to see house churches formed, starting to see baptisms happen.
Global Catalytic Ministries equips Muslim background believers and underground churches across the Middle East.
When our people come into contact, they're already ready. The harvest is truly ready. We have a disciple maker sitting in Syria about to baptize a new believer tonight.
Many Christians from Muslim backgrounds are eager to share the good news, but don't know how to begin.
We're seeing this massive hunger for disciples to be made. I sat in a room with 25 locals yesterday, pouring into them for about 5 hours on disciple-making strategies. And they're like, tomorrow more, Friday more. We need more because they've never had this before.
Pray that this training takes root and that the gospel spreads like wildfire across Syria. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.